Bomber 68.
רב יהודה מרב שישס אמר זה גרושו סוי משניסס ומאס צורוס אמר בגמור איזה סופק אנצורס מחזר גרושו סוי. I want to massage a little bit the tools of the Shmaisa. We'll go to say that. The Gemara Sofek is, Boi mine Rav Yudi me Rav Sheishas, Hamarzer Gushosei Venises, Tzoros Omao. So the Sofek from the Gemara is, And Tzoras Machzer Gushosei. Now the Gemara is not mistapek on the Machzer Gushosei herself, if she falls Leibam or not. The Gemara says, Hamarzer Gushosei Venis, Tzoros Omao. So this is Be'emes, the first diuk. What Tesis is Medayek, what the Rishonim are Medayek. As the suffix from the Gemara is, and the Tzora from the Machzer Gushosei. Not on the Machzer Gushosei herself. Why? So Shitas HaTesis, we'll start with Shitas HaTesis. Shitas HaTesis is as it. The Machzer Gushosei herself, Alibed Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippar, that Tumo Ksiv Bo Ke'arayis, is no suffix. She's a erve. The Machzer Gushosei is a erve. B'meile she's potur miyibum v'chalitza. So if Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippar, the Machzer Gushosei herself, is potur miyibum v'chalitza. She's a erve. So the Gemara doesn't have a suffix on her. She's a erve, she's potur miyibum v'chalitza. Lefi, so what is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzoroso mau. What is the suffix? Lishnikame holds. Who are din tzoroso? If tumo ksibo ke arayes, who are din tzoroso? What does lishne basra hold? Lishne basra holds. Hito eivo vein tzoroso to eivo. Does it lishne basra? Hito eivo vein tzoroso to eivo. So lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, zaktesis is poshut. The suffix of the Gemara Tzoras Machzer Gushosei Mayu. The suffix is only on the Tzora and not on her. Only on the Tzora and not on her. And why again? She herself Tumaksibo Ke'arayis. She's Potomimu Bechalitze. The suffix is Tzoros Omao. Lishne Kame holds Tzoros Kemoisa. Lishne Basra holds Hita Eibo Ve'en Tzoros Oteyevo. Alibet de Rabbonon Zog Teisves. Again, the suffix is not on her. Only on the Tzora. Why is no suffix on her? Zok Tesis says it. If loy tumuksibo ke arayis, so why we don't have a suffix on her? The reason we don't have a suffix on her is because we have a kalvachomer. She cannot do yibum, but she does chalitza. Even if tumuksibo ke arayis lefi rabbonon, but it's only in mikro yitzim midei pshutoi, so she's potu mi yibum and she needs to do chalitza. So again, lefi rabbonon Zok Tesis, it's poshut. She's potu mi yibum and she needs chalitza. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzoros Omao. She for sure potu miyibum, and she for sure needs to do chalitza if you both are studying from the Gemara. Tzoros Omao. What is the suffix? One tzad is, in mikro yaitzim in the pshutar, made a tzoros al kamoiso. And the other tzad is, keva da ayakir ayakir, tzoros alav kamoiso. So no, if we misader it, if you taste this, it's very poshut. She herself is never a suffix, because if Rabbi Yosi, she's potu miyibum v'chalitza at stumek sibo ke arayis, tzoros omao, lishnikame holds tzoros o komoiso, lishnibasra holds hito yeivo v'en tzoros o to yeivo. Lefi Rabbonon, she for sure for potu from yibum, other kalvachoymer, other in mikro yoitze, she for sure needs chalitza, we explained, because mikro yoitze can't pater in ganzen, so she's potu miyibum and she needs chalitza, and the suffix of the Gemara is tzoros omao. That's the suffix from the Gemara. Tzarosama. What is the suffix? If en mikro yoytze, tzarosa is like her. Potu from yivum and nitzchalitze. If ayakir ayakir, tzarosa is mit yabemes. This is Shitas HaTesis. I think very clear. Shitas HaRishoini. So lefi Tesis very gishmak. Mar ze gushoso, tzarosa mar. I want to be madgish one more knage. Why are we making such a tumult? Tzarosa mar, why is the shir herself is no suffix? For Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa, she's part of everything, and for Rabbanon, she's einem mit yabemes, but she's choletzes. And the ganze suffix is on the tzor. And tzor asoito, the Gemara also said, Omar Abidu Omar Rav, tzor asoito asuro, and there we said as a chidush, that she's part of meibum vechalitze, and thus is gufa the chidush of Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. And here we say that the whole shtol is on the tzor. It's very poshut. Because in the sugi of Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav, Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav came to say, tzor asoito asuro. So he said, Be'etzem is mechadish that she herself is also potu. Why he spoke about the tzora? No, if the tzora is potu, Kolchken is potu. Chona bitrei nokat. She's potu and the tzora is potu. So he spoke about the tzora, who adin and her. So he could say tzoroso asuro, and we know who adin and her is the zel b'shaile. Here, when the Gemara has a suffix, Iboyelehu, ma'azer gushoso tzoroso ma'u. Tzoroso ma'u, why didn't ask on her? Why says on her, you know the aloche. This is the reason Tesis wanted to shtel that on her was close to the Gemara the aloche, when she got a suffix bichlal, that she's potu. We don't have a suffix. She pasa potu lefir Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, and lefir Rabbanon she's potu meibu meshinit chalitze. And the ganze suffix from the Gemara is tzoros ama. This is the way Tesis learns the sugi. The Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, is mefurish in one thing the choylek. Maybe in two things, but in one thing for sure the choylek. What is the one thing that is for sure choylek? The Ramban and the Rashba, and the Yudalef and Mudalef, and by us in Yudalef and Mudbeis in the Rashba, and the Ramban and the Afchof. All of these Rishonim say, Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis doesn't patter from Chalitze, only patters from Yibu. The choylek, like the Raivad Lun and Tzoyta also like that. Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis doesn't patter from Chalitze. It only patters from Yibum. The male is in the Rishonim, the Zelbezach, the suffix from the Gemara for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa is on the Tzorah. Not on her. Why not on her? Not like Tesis that she's potter from both. She's potter from Yibum and she needs Chalitza. The suffix is Tzorosa Kemoisa, Tzorosa Lav Kemoisa. She herself is for sure potter from Yibum, but she for sure needs Chalitza. And Lefi Tesis, if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she was potter in Gansen. The suffix was only on Tzorosa, Kemoisa, Lav Kemoisa. She's potter in Gans. And Lefi the Rishoini, I heard we didn't have a suffix, but why we didn't have a suffix? Because she's potter meibum, Tumaksiba Karayas, but she's chayav bechalitze. Tumaksiba Karayas doesn't pass from Chalitze. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzorosa Kemoisa, Tzorosa Lav Kemoisa. Lishne Kame holds Tzorosa Kemoisa, Lishne Basra holds Tzorosa Lav Kemoisa. This chelik is glad. Vos halt Rabbanan? Lefi the Rishonim. The Rishonim, the Ramban for sure didn't speak it out. Vos halt Rabbanan? There's two ways to learn. The easy way to learn, that in Rabbanon, the Rishonim are exactly like Tesfis. I know. Lefi Rabbanon, she herself for sure is part of Meibum, and Mikro Yoitze, Kal V'Choymer, but for sure she needs to do Chalitze. Why? Kal V'Choymer doesn't pater for Chalitze, and in Mikro doesn't pater for Chalitze. And I feel all on this. Even if you're Rabbi Yisim in Kippur, if you're the Rishonim, you're not part of Chalitze. So if you're Rabbanon, you're for sure not part of Chalitze. Moshe Reichter. They said it's a whole shtickle there. Rabbi Yisim, you're part of Chalitze, if you're Rabbanon, you're not part of Chalitze. The Rishonim will learn, if you're Rabbanon, she's for sure doesn't do Yibum, and the guy, and for sure she needs to do Chalitze. And the suffix is Tzoroso Mau. Tzoroso Mau. The suffix is on the Tzoro. She's the Rabbi Yisim in Kippur, she for sure is part of, and the suffix is Tzoroso Mau. She's part of Meibum and she needs Chalitza. Tzoros amal. For Rabbanon is the Zelbezach. She's for sure part of Meibum and she for sure needs Chalitza. And Tzoros amal. And it's the Zelbezach. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon and her hold the same thing. She's part of Meibum and she needs to do Chalitza. And what is the Sfeikis of the Gemara? The first topic is for Rabbi Yosi, Tumak Sibo, she could part of the Tzoro, Oidil Mehito Eibo, and Tzoros Ata Eibo. And for Rabbanon, could be Bichlal is not Tumak Sibo Ke'arayas. Because given the ayakir, ayakir. But she herself is part of Meibum, but she needs to do Chalitza. If this has been, so side Tesfis, and side the Rishonim, Loshen HaGemor is Gishmak. Amar Zigrushosim Mishenises, Tzoroso Mao. Shir Sal, for sure we know. The suffix is on the Tzoro. Just like if it tastes this, Shir Sal, for Rabbeis, if we keep our potter and Gansen, for Rabbeinu, she's potter, me even Mechai Bechalitza, and the suffix is Tzoroso Mao. And if you don't show him, Shir Sal, for sure is potter, me Yibum, and Shir Sal, for sure needs Chalitza, if he everyone, and the suffix is Tzoroso Mao. World suffix, I leave it to Rabbi Yossi, if you say Tumaki Arayas, it patos the Tzoro, or you deal me Hita Eva, and Tzoroso Te Eva. And the seventh suffix in the Gemara is, I leave it to Rabbanon, maybe it's not Tumak Sivak Arayas, came in the Ayaka Rayaka. This is the second way to learn the Sugya. The third way to learn the Sugya, and I say I think it's Mefurish and Rashba, like the second way. The third way to learn the Sugya is, Al Derech HaRishoinim, we'll see later why I'm saying this third way, you ask me L'chua, second way is Genug, was not coming to the third way. The third way to learn the Sugya is Azay. Alibe the Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa avade she herself is potu meyibum and she's chayv bechalitza. This is the Rishonim. Tu maksiba kearayas doesn't pater from chalitza. While tu maksiba kearayas doesn't pater from chalitza, if tu maksiba kearayas doesn't pater from chalitza, so she herself is potu meyibum, but she needs to do chalitza. She needs to do chalitza. So lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, she herself, we know that she's potu meyibum. And we know that she needs chalitza. Our suffix is tzoroso mao, tzoroso mao. So she herself is potu meyibum. She for sure needs chalitza. The suffix from the Gemara is tzoroso mao. Alibed Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. We're not changing the Gemara. Lefi the Rishonim, she herself is potu meyibum. She herself needs chalitza. The suffix is tzoroso mao. Alibed the Rabbanon. We're switching. Alibed the Rabbanon. We're learning now that Rabbanon bichlal hold a suffix. If it's not too maksibo ke arayas lefi Rabbanon, you need to do yibum. So lefi Rabbanon, we have a suffix not only on the Tzora. We have a suffix even on her. Yibum, for sure she doesn't have to do. Or maybe she has to do yibum. If too maksibo ke arayas, she doesn't have to do yibum, she needs to do chalitza. If it's not too maksibo ke arayas, if it's not too maksibo ke arayas, so she has to do yibum. The Gemara doesn't know now the Kal Vachoyma. These are the three tzadim to learn the Gemara. So nochamo. The first tzad lefi teisvus is tzoroso mao, and here we don't have a suffix. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa potur and ganzen, Rabbanan potur meyibum and chayv bechalitze. The suffix is tzoroso mao. For the first malach in the Rishonim, sayle Rabbanan, sayle Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, she's potur meyibum and chayv bechalitze, and the suffix is tzoroso mao. The turn hesber is. לפי הראשונים הזה, לפי רבי יוסי בן כיפר, שיש פוטו מייבום, בו שיש חי בחליצה, בסופק יצרוס אמר. לפי רבונם, אפתו מקסיבו כהרייס, שיש פוטו מייבום, שיש חי בחליצה, צרוס אמר. אף אין תו מקסיבו כהרייס, שי יוסף הוא ניתה דו ייבום. And it's not, why to say such a פשט? It's not so גשמי, כי כמו עושה צרוס אמר. And if you will be saying now, and the third פשט will have a suffix. But this is, first this is the glad guy. Because if ain't too maksibo kearayas, she has to do yibum. The Gemara never mentioned kal v'choymer. Taisa says the Gemara do kal v'choymer. The Gemara never mentioned kal v'choymer. Taisa said that he had a problem. Because later in the Gemara, it will come out that someone is chayev chalitze. And Taisa can't say it's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa. Because if he Taisa Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, patos from chalitze. So b'mele, he has to be maimi the Gemara later, alibi de rabbonon. So while he has to be maimed the Gemara, live with the Rabbanon, so he makes up a Rabbanon that is potum yibum and is chayev bechalitza. Taisus made it up because he had a kasha. Velekamon muchach, that would be a man da'omar that patas from yibum and needs chalitza, who it is. Has to be its Rabbanon. Has to be its Rabbanon. Lefi Rashi, lefi Rabbanon, yichayev beyibum. The man da'omar that would patas, maybe there's no hech. I'll be asked later why I want to say three shittas. But these are be'etzem, the three shittas that we have in Rishonim. You have to remember them close before we start the tzusa de shmeise. So noch amol shita rishon, noch emol hobnos close. The fifth tesis, the fifth tesis, the first two ma'alchim, the suffix is tzoroso mal. She for sure. The fifth tesis, the fifth rabbis ben kippa potur and ganzen, the fifth rabbanon potur meibum chay bechalitze tzoroso mal. The fifth rishonim, sai rabbis ben kippa sai the fifth rabbanon potur meibum and chay bechalitze tzoroso mal. For the third pshat. The Rishonim bichlal acholik at the Gantz and Tesis. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa they hold potum meibum mitchayev bechalitze tzoros amau. And Rabbanon they hold if tu maksibo kearayas potu meivu mechai bechalitza, this is the Rishon in Shita. That tumak siba ke'arayas doesn't patur from chalitza, only patur from meivu. But on the tzad, there is no tumak siba ke'arayas, she's chayav meivu. These are the three shittas. Be'etzem, we mentioned Pachas Yoyser yesterday, these three shittas. I want together now, after we have closed the three shittas, to learn the Gemara. We'll start to learn the Gemara al-Libad HaTesfis. Lama zan good the Gemara al-Libad HaTesfis. The Gemara zok tazeh. Omar lei tanituo. Omar lei tanituo. The Gemara asking a kasha. Omar lei tanituo. You have a suffix, what is the aloche? Boyim nerab yudim rab sheishas. Amar zir gusho seif misha meis venises. Misha nises vameis. Tzoroso ma'u, you had a suffix, what is the aloche and the tzoro? Omar lei tanituo. I have a braise. Lama zan, what are you trying to bring him a raya from the braise? Omar lei tanituo, I have a braise. Lama zan the braise. Hoiso achas ksheiro ve achas psulo. The Gemara in the beginning understands what is a ksheiro means tamar isha ksheiro, and lama zan, what is a grusha? Ima yochoy letzchoy letz la psulo, vima yomiyave miyave la ksheiro. So the Gemara, my ksheiro, my psulo. Ima ile me ksheiro, ksheiro la alme, psulo, psulo la alme. Means that he's not a koyen. Stop, she's a grusha, she's possible to a different koyen. Ksheiro means she's kosher to everyone. Kevon le didei chaze, he's not a koyen. My nafke minem if she's a grusha or not. He could do yibum to either one that he wants. Elo lav, ksheiro, ksheiro lei, psulo, psulo lei. Umay ninu mazri grushos. Rashi explains, stam chai velavim, there's no chidush that he can't do yibum to the chai velavim. We speak about mazri grushos, that he cannot do yibum to the mazri grushos. When of them state, other he does chalitza to the mazri grushos. Imoy amiyabem, miyabem le ksheiro. Imoy yochoy le tzchoy le tzlepsula. נגמור אז דרך אלוהי לאוילום קשירו קשירו לאלמה פסולה פסולה לאלמה ודיקו אמר סקייבון דדי חזי מי לב כמינה why he has to do חליצה to the grusha not to the פנויו משום דרבי יסף אמר רבי יסף כאן שונו רבי לא איש פחות המבוירו ואחרים צריכים להם and if you make חליצה to the other one he passes to the כהונה it's a בזונדר הלוכי we have to go back to the מסביר what is the הלוכי לא איש פחות המבוירו ואחרים צריכים להם למה גאים במסודר The Gemara is trying to bring a raya from the Braise. What is the raya that the Gemara is trying to bring from the Braise? State in the Braise, Imo yocholetz, cholets lepsulo, v'imo yomiyabem, miyabem lekshero. Imo yocholetz, yocholetz lepsulo, v'imo yomiyabem, miyabem lekshero. So the Gemara wants to be patient. So let me try to be masbir, to who we're trying to be patient. You have a suffix, Marzu Grushosi Ma'u. What is the aloch of the Tzorah? I have a brais. She herself does chalitza, and the Tzorah does yibu. We'll start with Fitesis. The brais cannot be Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Because if you're Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, she herself is potum yibu v'chalitza. And the Gemara even never had a suffix about it. Lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, she herself is potum yibu v'chalitza. We never had a tzad. That she needs to do Yibum v'chalitza. So the Braise is for sure not Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Okay, so the Braise could be only Rabbanon. If the Braise could be only Rabbanon, so to who are we trying to bring a raya? We'll start. Lefi Lishnikame, what was the suffix? The Gemara said the suffix Lefi Lishnikame is if she herself is potum Yibum, but she's chay b'chalitza, if she patters the Tzorah, she doesn't patter the Tzorah. She patters the tzoro, she doesn't patter the tzoro. If you say kevin da ayaker ayaker, she doesn't patter the tzoro. If you don't say kevin da ayaker ayaker, she does patter the tzoro. Oh, so the lishnekame, alibe de rabbonon, we could say that the braise is rabbonon, alibe de lishnekame. Omar li tanituo, I have a raya to Yeshayle. You asked me Yeshayle, if she could patter the tzoro, alibe de rabbonon, alibe de rabbi Yisai, I can't make you a raya. But you ask me, Alibed Rabbonon, I'll tell you, the Braise is Rabbonon, and Shteit Choyletzes, Vetzorosa Mityabemes. So, Lelish Nekame, we have a Raya Bruro. Lelish Nekame, we have a Raya Bruro. We push the Shaila. Lelish Nebasre, the Fir Rabbonon, we didn't have a Suffolk. We said, Lefir Rabbonon, Kevin da Yaker Ayaker. The Suffolk was Alibed Rabbi Yossi. She patters the Tzorah or not. So, Lelish Nebasre, stop, it's going Alibed Rabbonon. But it's not a raya. I mean, we didn't have a suffix. That Rabbanon hold that she doesn't do yibum and she does chalitza, but she doesn't patter the tzara. So the fifth thesis, the braise is givaldik. Lelishne Basra, it's poshut. It's geit a libid rabbanon. It's not even a raya. It's poshut. She stimmed with what he said a libid rabbanon, and it's a pshitus to the safek a libid rabbanon. But a libid rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur is no way to spell the brayse. So the brayse is only a libid rabbanon. Lelishne kame we have a pshitus on the shaila that we're going. We had a safek what rabbanon hold. Oh, we have a teretz. She does chalitza. She doesn't do yibum. It's rabbanon. And she patters the, and she doesn't patter the tzor. The lishne baser, he said the two double pasha that this would rabbanon hold. Oh, so the finish the baser, take the price, it goes a libid rabbanon. So the kule alma the price, it gate a libid rabbanon. Klo? This is lechuure the words of Tesis. Lamas and the words of Tesis. Omale tanitua, le mifshat boye kamaisel, the osa libid tanikame. The leike de amre de pshite le rabbanon, kevin da yaker yaker, ike le mema, the asake rabbanon. Now, when the finish nekame, we had a suffix what Rabbanon holds, we will have a raya from the Braise. The Lishne Basra, we didn't even have a suffix. It's Pashit. We know what Rabbanon holds, and it's going on even the Rabbanon. Very Pashit if he tastes this chil. The Marsho comes and asks us a shayla. This tastes is so glad. It has to be like that. One and one is two. This is the Cheshbon. If he tastes, this is the Cheshbon. It's not maybe. I mean, as a sparta is the cheshbon lefi teisus. As a sparta is the cheshbon. That lefi rabbonon, lefi rabbi Yosi, it doesn't go. It's no tzad. Only it could go lefi rabbonon. Lelishne kame, we had a sofek if it patters or not. Oh, state in braise, she does chalitza, she doesn't patter. Lelishne basra, we said that rabbonon hold that it doesn't patter. Rabbi Yosi hold that she's potter in gadzen. It's the gate, as a rabbonon. Very gishmak. Frag the marsho, the loshna teisus is not gishmak. Ike le meymar, the asik, what ike le meymar? It has to go lefi rabbonon. Lefi teisus, it can't go lefi rabbi Yosi. It only could go lefi rabbonon. It can't go lefi rabbi Yosi. Frag the marsho, what is ike le meymar? Where lishne basra, ike le meymar de asik rabbonon. What is ike le meymar? It's interesting. The Teisarosh, like it says, "V'oid al kochor Rabbanani del Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur ari pturo min achalitza." So Teisarosh, like it says, "V'oid has to be like that." I don't know why it's V'oid. That's Hainua. The Teisarosh, he finishes the Teisus and he says, "V'oid ari lefim ulam learning lefim Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur that she's potter from chalitza. This price doesn't align that with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur in no way." The Braise said that she herself does chalitza. You told me, Tesis, that we never had a tzad that she will do chalitza with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. The suffix was only on the tzorah. Was never a tzad that she will be potu. She will have to do chalitza. So this Braise for sure cannot go with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. This Braise is only with Rabbanon. Lishne kame, you push the shayle. Lishne basre, it's a glat, I'll say with Rabbanon. But the Marsho take, in the last two lines of the Marsho frag discussion. Someone showed me that this is Golish. Fregus, Mamish Barichas, Sheinke Dugmoso. Barichas, Sheinke Dugmoso. So the Marsho says that the Ikele, why Taisi says Ikele Meimar? Because if we will learn the Sugi like Rashi, and we will learn different than Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, the whole Sugi will be different. So Taisi doesn't like to say a Raya from what he said before. It's Ikele Meimar. Right, maybe to learn the whole Sugi not like me, and everything will change. What? Taisa Shita. Taisa's gone, has all different chaps here. That if you're a basic in Kippur, maybe we could mind the Mishnah different. As under Mahalchim, how to be mind with the Sugi. Zay Taisa's gone. But it's an aura, Lomi Mamshech Zayn, Lefid Hemshech, Lefid this Taisa's. What is the next line? What is the Hemshech Lefid the next line of Taisa's? Zog Taisa's it. Toshma, the Gemara tries to bring a raya from Nocha Braise. Toshma, Hamachzir Grushosim Mishanises, Hi Vetzoroso Choyletzes. Oh, we had a Sofek, we have a Braise. What's that in Braise? Hi Vetzoroso Choyletzes. Lefi who this stems now. Toshma, you have a Sofek, what is the Aloche of the Tzoro? I have a Mefurish Braise. Hi Vetzoroso Choyletzes. No, so what? Lefihu, if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur again, the brayse doesn't go. No one does chalitza if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. If Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, no one does chalitza. So it can't stim with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So Toshma, he v'tzoros ocholetzes. If Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, There's no one to talk about. There's no chalitza. If you're Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, there's no chalitza. So you don't have a tzad that says Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Okay. So you can't go like Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. So the fee who it goes, the Gemara wanted to prove that it patters the tzoro. Who holds that it patters the tzoro? Rabbonon and Lishnikame. You had a suffix, Lefi Rabbonon, you need chalitza, but it could patter the tzoro. Toshma, it could patter the tzoro. Lefi Lishne Basre, it's no one. Because Lishne Basre said that Alibed Rabbonon, it doesn't patter the tzoro. Only Alibed Rabbi Yosi. So it's no one. Because Lefi Rabbi Yosi, you potter and gans. Lefi Rabbonon, you don't patter the tzoro. So the Toshma, Lefi Tesis, it's only a Rael Lishne Kame. Now the Teretz before went Sile Lishne Kame, Sile Lishne Basre. The Toshma. Now Lefi Lishne Kame, it's Lefi Rabbonon, and Lefi Lishne Basre, it's Rabbonon. The second Toshma, Lefi Tesis, the Braise will only arrangeset Alibed Lishne Kame, Alibed Rabbonon. Now Alibed Rabbi Yosi, the Braise Bichlal doesn't go. Alibed Lishne Basre, the Braise also doesn't go. Because Rabbi Yosi holds Yipotur and Gansen, and Rabbonon holds that it doesn't pattern the Tzorah. So Toshma, like Lishne Kame, that it's Rabbonon, and it patterns the Tzorah. It's interesting. But Lishne Basre is Ogifrek. Lefi the Toshma, the Lishne Basre is Ogifrek. The first Kash, Fakat Shtim Lefi everyone. Lefi Lishne Kame, it was the Raya Rabbonon, and Lefi Lishne Basre, it went to Libet Rabbonon. But the second Toshma that he with Tzoros Ocholeses, Lefi Teisves, it doesn't stim only the Lishne Kame, Alibet Rabbonon. And for the Gemara, Eina Chanami, Tony, oi hi, oi Tzoros Ocholeses, Tni, hi Choleses, Tzoros Ocholeses, Amit Yabemes, Ki Rabbonon, She does Chalitze, and Tzoros Amit Yabemes. This is the way Teisves arrives at the Gemara, and it's very glad. Very glad the Gemara. Now we'll learn the Gemara, Alibed HaRishonim. If you the Pashtus in the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ramban, they have it very Pashut. The Rishonim learn, as Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, Yidu Chalitza. Lefi Rabbonon, Yidu Chalitza. And Lefi everyone, the suffix is, if you patter the Tzorah or not. Right? She herself does Chalitza, Lefi the Rishonim. Sile Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, Sile Rabbonon, she for sure does Chalitza. Once when the Omar holds Lishne Kame, that if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, it patters the Tzorah, if Rabbonon is a Sofek, if Lishne Basre, if Rabbonon, it doesn't patter the Tzorah, if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, it patters the Tzorah. So, if the Rishonim, and this is what the Rishonim Be'etzem bring, the Gemara is Kemin Choyna. The Gemara is Kemin Choyna. Why? Omar Leitanituo, we'll start to read the Gemara if the Rishonim. Omar Leitanituo. Hoiso achas ksheiro veachas psulo. Im ha'yochol etzchoyos psulo v'miyav v'yam l'ksheiro. And so the Gemara, my psulo psulo lei, my ksheiro ksheiro lei, u'may ninu mazri gushosei. And what state in Braise? Im oyo miyavim l'ksheiro, v'im ha'yochol etzchoyos v'psulo. So the first Braise, what the first Braise is saying? Du chalitzo to the mazri gushosei, and she doesn't patter the tzoro. It's very good. It stims l'lishnekam me'alibe de rabonon, Rabbanon hold that she does chalitza, she doesn't patter the tzora. It stims the lishne basra alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. She herself does chalitza and she doesn't patter the tzora. That's a good for the suffix from the Gemara. It stims alibed Rabbanon lishne basra. She herself does chalitza and she doesn't patter the tzora. So the final rishonim is gewaldig. Toshma, so the Gemara, we have a raya. The Lishne Kamer, you had a suffix, Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Alibed Rabbanon, we see in the Braise. She herself is potter from Yibur, Chalitza she does, but she doesn't patter the Tzorah. Nifshato HaShaila. He had a suffix with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. If it patters the Tzorah or not, Nifshato HaShaila. State in Braise, she herself does Chalitza, and she doesn't patter the Tzorah. Very glad. So the Gemara is going, Salif Rabbanon, Salif Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. The Gemara is trying, and every time that he had a tzad, that it could patter the Tzorah or not, he had a suffix. The Finnish Nekami had a suffix like Rabbanon. So the Gemara is going to leave it to Rabbanon and state that it doesn't patter the Tzorah. The Lishne Basri had a suffix like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. It's going even for Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar and it doesn't patter the Tzorah. Very Gishmak. The next Gemara is also very Gishmak. Toshma. Hive Tzoros Ocholetzes. Why both of them do Chalitze? The Finnish Nekami, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. Patters the Tzorah. The Finnish Rabbanon, it patters the Tzorah. Both of them do need chalitza. Lefi Lishne Basre, it'll be a little Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, and it patters the Tzorah.
And for the Gemara, it's not a raya. Maybe it doesn't bother the tzora. She does chalitza. Tzorosa mit yabenes. So lefi the rishonim, the Gemara is glad. The Gemara is glad. It's going to say lefi rabbonon, say lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Lefi rabbonon is a raya that it doesn't bother the tzora. And lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa is a raya that it doesn't bother the tzora. Again, this is what the Rishonim said, Be'etzem, that in the Sugya, Mazik Ushasa, you see that even the Tumak Sibok Erei, she does Chalitza. And the second Toshma, both of them do Chalitza, because it does part of the Tzoro, but it's going silent for Rabbon, and silent for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Forget. Taisis Leshitose had to say that the Gemara is only going a Libet Rabbonon. This is the whole thesis. Omar Itanitu, Ale Lishne Kame a Libet Rabbonon, which tried to bring a Raya, because if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, our thesis doesn't have a way to learn the Sugya. If I can't Taisis having to say it's wrong, it's like the Taisis Rosh. Taisis had to say it's wrong. But this is the Yosef, that if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, there's no way to Arayin says the Braise. If the Rishayinim, the Gemara is glad. Fakir, even if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, it patters the tzora, it doesn't patter the tzora. Fi Rabbanan, it patters the tzora, it doesn't patter the tzora. So the Toshma is a Toshma and Iker Hashayim. So, Be'etzem Lule Divrei Rashi would stop here. Tu Mehalchim, and Gizut Mehalchim. The Hayinu, the Rishonim are the Pashtas. The Gemara says that it patters the tzora, both of them have Chalitza. Doesn't patter, you have Chalitza. Fakir, the Gemara is going, Sayle Fi Rabbanan, Sayle Fi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. She herself needs chalitza, and it's a shayla if she patters the tzora or not. And one braisa says that it patters the tzora, and the Gemara fixes the braisa that it doesn't patter the tzora. But everything is going silent for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, and silent for Rabbonon. And I think the Rashba speaks it out like this. Teisa Shitosi has a problem, because if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she herself can't do chalitza, so all of these Gemaras were never a tzad with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Because it can't go with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. So Teisa says, it goes with Rabbonon. And this Arosh speaks it out clear. I think this Chelek is glad. The problem is when we come to Rashi. We come to Rashi. There's two diyukim in Rashi. Rashi says, we didn't see the Rashi yet. Amar zir gushose mishenises tzoroso mau. So Rashi, what is the suffix? Tzoroso mau lehisiabe. Tzoroso mau lehisiabe. Rashi Arainstor is the suffix from the Gemara, Tzoroso Mau Lehisiabe. The Tzoro needs Yibum or not? The Shaila, why Rashi is talking about Yibum? Lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, the suffix is, if the Tzoro needs Chalitza or not, Lefi Tesis. Because she's Potter in Gansen and she Potter the Tzoro in Gansen. So why the Gemara says the suffix, Amar Zegushosim Mishenises, Tzoroso Mau, Zot Rashi Lehisiabe. Why Lehisiabe? Tzadiuk. There's a shtickle meduik in this Rashi like the Rishonim. That the suffix was never on her. The suffix was never on her. If she, and the suffix was never that she'll be part of Chalitza. The suffix was only if she's part of Yibum. But Chalitza, even the Mazugushose Alein needs a Chalitza. This is a diuk. Interesting that the Maharsho didn't want to bring down this diuk. Maharsho skips this diuk. For us, it's a starke diuk. For us, it's a starke diuk. So Rosso Mauli is Yabem. Lefir Teisas, Lefir Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, the suffix is, if she's Potter and Gans, then Tzorosa Kamoisa to be Potter and Gans. Why the Arayin Zetz, the suffix like this? But the Maharsho shows on a different deal. Ulama Zen the Rashi Klo, I want to go duch the Maharsho, Ulama Zen the Rashi together. The Gemara is bringing a Raya from the first Braise. What is the first Braise? Echot Psulo ve Echot Ksheiro, imo yocholetz, cholets le Psulo, she doesn't patter the tzora. Right? This is the braise. Achas psulo ve'achas ksheiro. Ima yocholetz, cholets lepsulo. Vima yomiyabem, miyabem lekshero. It's a raya that it doesn't patter the tzora. It's a raya that it doesn't patter the tzora. Ima yocholetz, cholets lepsulo. Vima yomiyabem, miyabem lekshero. Now, before we see the Rashi inside, we have two ways to learn the raya from the Gemara, right? We have two ways to learn the raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imo yecholetz, cholets lepsulo, v'imo yomiyabem, miyabem lekshero," is a raya that it doesn't patter the tzor. "Imo yecholetz, cholets lepsulo, v'imo yomiyabem, miyabem lekshero," it's a raya that it doesn't patter the tzor. Lefi Teisus, it's the raya libe de rabbonon. She herself does chalitza and she doesn't patter the tzor. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, it doesn't go. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa holds that she herself is patur. So you can't say that the Braisa is Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. So the Braisa was Rabbonon. Lefi Rabbonon, she herself does Chalitza, but she doesn't do Yibum Kal V'Chayim, but she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Toshma, like Rabbono, but she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Lefi the Rishonim, the Gemara was even Lefi Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kippa. She herself does Chalitza Lefi Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kippa, and it's a right that we dash in the Droshe, he to Yevo, ve'in Tzoroso to Yevo. And it's also a Libet Rabbono. She does Chalitza, and she doesn't part of the Tzoro. But this is the way the Rishonim learn. So if someone asks us this line, Choyletz lepsulo, v'imoyoroytze miyabem lekshayro, that we see that it doesn't part of the Tzoro, lefitesis, it only could be lefi Rabbonon, because if Rabbi Yossi, she herself anyway doesn't do Chalitza, so it can't be a libid Rabbi Yossi, and lefi the Rishonim, it's even lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa. Zog demar shor, na lo mezan arashi tzuzamen. Psulo psulo lei, ukshayro la'al melecholo, ilom umayinino kuyin shemazri gushosoy, da'avi grusho psulo lezer she'ein ru'u yolohochiv, והשמיינן, זאת רשי, והשמיינן, דאף על גב דכסיב בתומו, צורוסו כשאירו, דכסיב היטו יאיבו. והשמיינן, like רבי יוסי בן קיפר, דאף על גב דכסיב בתומו, צורוסו מתייבמס, why? היטו יאיבו, ואין צורוסו תו יאיבו. פרק דמר שור, רשי זה ריין זצים דגמורה, like רבי יוסי בן קיפר. That we darshan hita yevo ve'en tzorosot yevo. If it's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, so why she herself does chalitza? Lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, lefi tesis, she's potter and gatsin. She's potter and gatsin. How we darshaning it? We darshan hita yevo ve'en tzorosot yevo. She doesn't patter the tzoro. She doesn't patter the tzoro. Lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Why she herself does chalitza? לפי רבי יוסי בן קיפר, תומא כסיבה כהראיס, שיעשת בי פוטר אין גץ. שיעשת בי פוטר אין גץ. שיעשת בי פוטר אין גץ. ומה יש לזה פוטר אין גץ? זוג דמר שור, שטייט אין רשי, that is learning the סוגה like the ראשונים. כאן לפי רבי יוסי בן קיפר, תומא כסיבה כהראיס, doesn't פוטר אין גץ. תומא כסיבה כהראיס, only פוטרס from Yibum, doesn't פוטר from Chalitza. ומילא זוג טרשי, דה ברייסו ובי רבי יוסי בן קיפר. מילא זוג טרשי, דה ברייסו ובי רבי יוסי בן קיפר. This will be the ברייסו, רבי יוסי בן קיפר. ומילא זוג טרשי, רבי יוסי בן קיפר holds she's חולצס, and צרוסו מתייבנס, because we learn he to יאיבו ואין צרוסו to יאיבו. לפי תסס, it's not sure, even רבי יוסי בן קיפר, she cannot do חליצה. This is בעצם the marshal. So the Marsho takes shit as Rashi, and he says, Rashi is learning the sugya like the Rishonim. I saw it, le'achav le'leyovo, like the Ramban and the Rashbo. So the etzem, this is the second chelik of the sugya, before the second cheshbon. So nachamo, the first cheshbon was that the Rishonim have two ways to learn the sugya. If you taste first, the cholet of psulo, miyabem l'ksheir, she doesn't part of the tzoro, it's only alibi de Rabbonon, that gemore. Alibi de Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, you can't arayin zet to the gemore. Because if Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, she cannot do chalitza. And if the Braise says that she does chalitza, she doesn't part of the Tzoro, that Braise only could be a Libet Rabbonon. When Azei Zek Teisus Take, that the Braise is only a Libet Rabbonon. Hakel? The Teisus Rosh Take says, for sure it's only Lefi Rabbonon. Because Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, it doesn't make sense. Lefi the Rishonim, it's even Lefi Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur. She herself does chalitza, and she doesn't part of the Tzoro, because he Tayeva, and Tzoros are Tayeva. Zog the Marsho, if Rashi went, and was masbir, why she doesn't part of the Tzoro, because he to Yevo, ve'ein Tzoroso to Yevo. So Rashi is masbir the Suga like the Rishonim. If Rashi is masbir the Suga like the Rishonim, it's muchach from Rashi, that Rashi holds, that be'etzem tumuk sibo ke'arayas doesn't part of him chalitze. Maybe he was maimi the Suga, k'rab Yossi ben Kippur. And afilo ochi, she herself is choletzes, and Tzoroso is misya bemes. This is the words of the Marsho. The Marsho adds one more line. The Marsho adds one more line. Tech advorim. Frag the Marsho, but why Rashi decided only to be masbir lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur? You could be masbir it also lefi Rabbonon, like Tesis. That she herself does chalitza and she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Why Rashi decided to be masbir the Suge only ki Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur? You could arayin zetz the Suge also ki Rabbonon. You're right. Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, take it shtims lefi Rashi. But it could shtim lefi Rabbonon. The same thing. She herself does chalitza, and she doesn't pato the tzoro. Kevon da ayaker ayaker. Why Rashi decided only to be masgul lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa? Lechu it could go sai lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, and it could go sai lefi Rabbo. So why Rashi reinsetz the suge dafka alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa? Rashi could have masgul the suge even alibed Rabbo. So the Maharsho says, Eina chanami. Rashi just wants to mafkia from Tesis, so he spoke it out. But he means that it's going also alibed Rabbo. This is the answer of the Maharsho. One line of Maharsho says, Eina chanami. Avada is going also alibed Rabbo. Avada is going also alibed Rabbo. But Rabbanon hold that she herself does chalitza because it's a kal v'chomer, ayakir ayakir, but she herself does chalitza and she doesn't pato the tzorah. She's Rashi said, I live in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, because Rashi wanted to be mafkia from Taisus. Taisus said that the Gemara cannot be a live in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So Rashi, I hold that it could be a live in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. But ain't a chanami. But you could say, better in Rashi. You could say better in Rashi. Okay, it's better from the Maharsho, but poshta from the Maharsho. That Rashi is only maimed at alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. Rashi doesn't want to be maimed at alibed Rabbonon. Why? Because Rashi holds alibed Rabbonon, and this shlav, like the third pshat that we said, that lefi Rabbonon, she herself needs to do yibum. If we learn that, kevon da ayaker ayaker lefi Rabbonon, if you learn that it's no tumuk simba ke arayas, she doesn't part in the tzoro, she herself does yibum. Doesn't even she does Rashi. The Gemara never knew the Kal v'Chomer now. So Alibed the Rabbonon, she herself has to do Yibum Alibed the Rabbonon. If she herself has to do Yibum Alibed the Rabbonon, so the Gemara could only be lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. The Gemara only could be lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. So the Gemara is like only bringing a raya to one lashon. She's not bringing a raya sail the Rabbonon, sail Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. The Gemara is only bringing a raya Alibed the Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, and the Gemara is not bringing a raya Alibed the Rabbonon. And it's not right to say like that, because the same words, Tanitua, that we have by us, you have in the few Beza Mudalef. Look in the first Rashi. You don't have to go to the Sugya there. Omar le Tanitua, Atarvayu lishne mehada. Dear, when Rashi is masbul if you both man the Omrim, Rashi says, I'm going if you both man the Omrim. Why Rashi never spoke it out here, that he's going if you both man the Omrim? That tells us the Loike Marsha. Mikol Makoim, this is the first Chelik of the Sugya. So the Hainu Be'etzem, these are the three shittas that we're saying the whole time. That the Hainu, Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Lefi Teises, she's Potter and Ganzen, the topic of the Tzor is Potter and Ganzen or not. Lefi Rabbonon, she's Potter von Chalitza, Yibum, aber she needs Chalitza, Sarki Tzorosa Kemoiso. Lefi, the second Ma'ala, Lefi the Rishonim, both of them hold, she's part of me even when it's chalitza, suffix of tzorosa kemoisa. Although we say, if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she's part of me even when it's chalitza, suffix of tzorosa kemoisa, and if Rabbanon, if two maksiba ke arayas, she's part of me from Yibu when she needs chalitza, and if not two maksiba ke arayas, she has to do Yibu. And the Maharsho said that it's mucha from Rashi, that Rashi was maimi the sugi ke Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, and the haidu that the words, she's choyletzes, ותצורוסו מתייבמס כרבי יסי בן קיפר לפי תייסס it doesn't make sense if two מקסיבה כהרייה she's not חולצס she doesn't patter the tzor because he תייבו ותצורוסו תייבו but she's not חולצס that gemore cannot be לפי רבי יסי בן קיפר זוג דה מהרשו על כל כוח רשי יזלו אלה כדי רישיין לא פרק צח דקשה and here the קרנירם comes in one line but I want to ask the קש before we say the קרנירם ואי אויס גחש בן הקרנירם. How it could be that Rashi is like the Rishayim? The Gemara says Tzora Soito is potu meivu v'chalitza zot Rashi tu maksibo ke'arayas. All the Rishayim came and said the Gemara doesn't mean tu maksibo ke'arayas. It's le'achar v'loy le'yovam because tu maksibo ke'arayas doesn't patter. Rashi never mentioned the word le'achar v'loy le'yovam. From the beginning of Yud Aleph, Rashi says tu maksibo ke'arayas patters from meivu v'chalitza. We're learning a sugya of Marzi Grusho Soi tu maksibo ke'arayas patters from meivu v'chalitza. Pitom, in the middle of the sugya, Zagdem Harshov, Dais Tois, Rashi said it could go with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur.
If Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa holds Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis, she has to be potum Ibu v'chalitze, it doesn't make sense. And if Rashi said that she herself could do chalitze, and she doesn't patter the tzorah, if Rabbi Yosef, why she herself does chalitze? She doesn't patter the tzorah because he toyevo ben tzorosa toyevo. But why she does chalitze? She had to be potum in Gansen. Al kochoch Rashi in the sugi like the Rishonim, that Tumah never patter from chalitze, we never have a tzad, and Soitotake is not potum from chalitze. The reason she's potum from chalitze is a drosha from Le'ach. Or maybe like the Raiva that Bichlal you're not potu. How you can say such a pshat? How you can say such a malach? How you can have such a tzad? How you can have such a tzad? How you can have such a tzad? It's mamash a pella. Rashi never mentioned, if we were not know the Rishonim, we'll never have a tzad that Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis doesn't pater in Chalitza. The whole sugya is Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis paters in Chalitza. Zog Teisus, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa has to pater in Chalitza. The man the Omar that holds that she's Choyletzes and Tzoroso is not potur, it's not Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. For Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she's potur in Gansen. She doesn't pater the Tzore. But to say that she needs to do Chalitza, it's not Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, it's Rabbona. How Rashi said that it's Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa? This is what is very shver on the Marashos Mahalach. Very shver on the Marashos Mahalach. Zog de Karnei Re'em, one little chap. And we'll see that Karnei Re'em was bezeichet to Mechav and to the Rivon. Rivon was the Eidim of Rashi, it's a Pirush HaRivon. I don't know why the Kovit team didn't get hold of it, but it's Pirush HaRivon, it's in Shittas HaKadmoinim, and Yevomes, and the Rivon says word by word, Kimat, the covenant, the Karni Re'em. Zog the Karni Re'em, one little chap. Over Azal Lom de Shavot. Helps us hang good. He says, Avade, Rashi learns like Teisves, like we're learning the whole Sugi of Tzora Soito, Tumok, Sivbo, Ke'arayes, Yupotur and Gansen. Avade, Tumok, Sivbo, Ke'arayes, Yupotur and Gansen. There's no tzad not like that. There's no tzad not like that. Tumok, Sivbo, Ke'arayes, Yupotur and Gansen. The suffix of the Gemara is, if she patters the Tzorah, she doesn't patter the Tzorah. He toyeva, ven Tzorosa toyeva, or not. She herself is potter in Gansen. Why? Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis. If Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis, she's potter in Gansen. There's no suffix on her. Not like the Rishonim that Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis doesn't patter. Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis patters in Gansen. Why? Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzorosa kamoiso, or ain't Tzorosa kamoiso. One tzad tzorosa kamoiso is why? Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis. If she's a erve, tzorosa kamoiso. If she's not a erve, ain't tzorosa kamoiso. So if we say Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis, tzorosa kamoiso. What is the tzad that tzorosa loy kamoiso? What is the tzad that tzorosa is loy kamoiso? Because it says, hita yeiva, ven tzorosa yeiva. It's the only reason. Hita yeiva, ven tzorosa yeiva. So she could be potter and ganzen. She doesn't patter the tzorah. She has two maksibah ke'arayas, but she can't patter the tzorah. So when the Braisa says, she's choyletzes and she doesn't patter the tzorah, it's not Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbana. Rabbana knows she's choyletzes and she doesn't patter the tzorah. But if Rabbi Yosi, even if you say, hito eiva ben tzorosa te'eiva, she has to be potter and ganzen. You can't say fakert. You can't say faket. Zog de Karni Re'em, one line. You're right. Till here the cheshbon is good. Comes a Kodesh Baruch and tells you, Hito Yeiva ve'en Tzorosa Te'eiva. So you say, why not? Why not? All of the Arai is part of the Tzorah. Why she doesn't? Why she doesn't? Why she doesn't? So Chayarve. Why she doesn't? The Teretz is, Weiss that she's not a Erve. So in the pasuk that tells him that she doesn't battle the tzoro, state that she's not a really tumah. The male she needs chalitza. Here is the switch. So when we start the sugya, tzorosa mau, she herself we knew she's battle. Tachayerve, tumah ksiba ke'arayis. Aber was mi the tzoro? Why not? It says he tzorosa, he toyeva ve'en tzorosa toyeva. Aber on the tzad taka that you will say he toyeva ve'en tzorosa toyeva, you will switch, and now you will learn that she herself also needs chalitza. Because if not, why she doesn't patter the Torah? Why she doesn't patter the tzara? So the male is like the Gemara, Toshma, Tanituo, Hichoy Letzes, Tzoroso Mitya Bemes. Dainu, Lefi Rabbi Yosi. How? If Tzoroso Mitya Bemes, so she's Choy Letzes, even Lefi Rabbi Yosi. He asked the Kasha, why she's Choy Letzes? She herself to Meksibu Kearayas. You're right. But if I have a droshe that says that I can't, that I do Yimum to the Tzora, so for sure she herself is Choy Letzes. And it's mefurish in the Rivon. The Rivon starts the sugya. He says, "Mauli isya ben lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur p'tur om yibum vechalitze." Toshma, "Omali Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur." He says, "Shetzerosem mityabemes vehichoy letzes." Now I'll just give you a time in it. Is the kashif in the Imre Moshe? I don't know what is the teretz. The Chmesim was talking about teretz, at least the Vilna. It's a kasha for the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe asks a kasha. It's a Yevomis Dike kasha that comes back. You can ask it kimat on every sugya. The fit tesis. Hita yeivo vein tzoroso teyeivo. We'll take tesis shita. Hita yeivo vein tzoroso teyeivo. Right? So the fit tesis. If hita yeivo vein tzoroso teyeivo. So she's potu miivo vechalitze. And the tzoro is not potu. The tzoro is mityabemes. Hita yeivo ve'en tzorosa teyeivo. So she's potum yibo v'chalitze, and the tzor is mityabemes. Frek de Imre Moshe, she herself is potum, so she becomes eish esach, right? She's a ervedik eish esach. Let eish esach to pater the tzor. Let eish esach to pater the tzor. You're right. The drosha says that mazir gushosoi is not so bad to patter the tzora. Forget about the mazir gushosoi. Oh, but to patter herself, it's bad enough. To patter herself, it's bad enough. If it's bad enough to patter herself, if it has the courage to patter herself, so she herself, the ishasach comes back. If the ishasach comes back, so let the ishasach to patter the tzora. Let the ishasach to patter the tzor. What could be the answer? Zevi, what could be the answer? If she herself is potter and gans, you're right. The Gzeiras HaKosov says that the Mazir Gushosei cannot patter the tzor. The Mazir Gushosei doesn't have a kerach to patter the tzor. But she herself is potter and gans, so her b'dikei ishasach. If she's an evidication sach now, let the isha sach to part of the tzor. As they frank the Imre Moshe. As they vitesis and Lamed Bey said, that if you have achos isha, mitle tole vikoi, the achos isha zog tesis comes back and makes the isha sach to part of the tzor, achos and Lamed Bey. I don't know now what is the answer yet. But one thing we'll say. The Teretz is, this is what we're trying to say in the Karmirehem. If in Teretz state that it doesn't patter the Tzoro, why is this here? She's also not a real Erve. Because if she's a real Erve, she will patter the Tzoro. She will become a Ishasach. And the Gzeiras HaKosuf, if he Tayeivo ve'in Tzoroso Tayeivo, state that it doesn't happen here. If it doesn't happen here, this is the Gilui as is taken Nishken Erve. This is good for the Gilui as is Nishken Erve. Maybe it's not the Karmirehem, even, it's a chidush. In Teisa steht nicht das. In Teisa steht that even if he toyeva and Tzorosa toyeva, she herself is potter and ganzen. Say, it's only the Karmirehem, the Teisa that he's showing in the Marshal. All of the time we went nicht, it's a rosh, all of them went nicht das. That if you're a bias, if you keep on your potter and ganzen, and it's a kiras akosu, that you don't patter the Tzorah. It's a zad rosh, it's a kiras akosu. She's potter and she doesn't patter the Tzorah. It's given us a plan. But the Karmirehem is coming to Zotun, doesn't the Teretz of Rashi. Rashi is be'etzem going with the same Ahalach. Rashi is going that if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, you potter and ganzen. I'm Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. But on the side of Yudashin, it's a even and Tzoros at a even, so it switches. Meaning Zot Rashi, in a maskone, you could learn the Braise, that Hichoy Letzes, Tzoros on mityabemes. Hichoy Letzes, Tzoros on mityabemes. We'll stop it. Every time, but this is another thing. It's not because of the mitzvah.
You
want to
give a message to Shmuel?